This is a podcast of an interview originally broadcast on Radio EMFM 104.7 at Chukamauama Community Radio. Radio EMFM broadcasts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can find our program guide on our website, www.radioemfm.org.au, along with details of other podcasts, information about the station and presenters, and a membership form should you wish to support us by becoming a member. You can also find Radio EMFM 104.7 on Facebook. We hope that you will enjoy this podcast.
I've got a lovely lady with me now. Her name is Helen English, and she's one of the artists down here at the mural down here at Rochi. And Helen? Hello, how are you, dear? Can you introduce yourself, please? Where are you from?
So, I was born in England, but I live in Rotorua in New Zealand.
What was the name of that town?
Rotorua.
Rotorua. Never heard of it. Was that North or South Island?
It's in the North Island, about a third of the way from Auckland down to Wellington.
Oh, right. Yep. And you've been living over there for how long?
So, I've been in New Zealand for almost 28 years.
Really? So, now? You're nearly a local then?
That's right.
Yeah. You wouldn't have been too old when you first came out here.
That's right, about five.
Five, yeah. And you're here as a painter, and you're painting a mural called?
Called Land of Promise.
Land of Promise. Why did you choose Land of Promise?
So, the story is The Little Mermaid. Yeah. And if you look at the mural, she has a wave in her hair, so her hair turns into this wave, and that sort of symbolises her homeland of the ocean.
Right.
And she's looking out over the Land of Promise, which is a beautiful beach and hills and a sunrise, and she's got the opportunity to become human and live out her life in a place where she can live on her own terms. Okay. And you've got herons in the sky as well, and those symbolise determination and freedom. And so she sees everything ahead of her to live life as she wishes.
Right, yep. And what gave you that idea to do that one?
I guess there's an undercurrent of, first of all, Pānia, who is a Māori legend, a similar legend of a girl coming from another land of the ocean and seeing this amazing place to go and spend time, and also relates to my story of growing up in England and coming to New Zealand.
Oh, right. Yep. I've got a pamphlet here, and I'm just looking at it. The Land of the Promise looks very nice. Big sea wave there and a bird. An ibis bird flying through it. Yeah, lovely. Yeah. How long did it take you to... Oh, that's her hair. Oh, I see.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a hair.
So that's her link to her homeland with the wave in her hair.
And how long did it take you to paint this?
So the large mural,
yes.
We've been painting since Sunday morning. And
you've got a helper.
No. All of us started on Sunday morning.
Yep.
So this is day 7.
Yep.
And I kind of reached what I call all the faffing for the last 2 days.
Faffing.
So I'm now on minor faffing.
Faffing. I like that term. I'm faffing. Yeah, good audience. Look, Helen, I don't know what else to ask you. Can you tell us any more about what you've done and what got you into this, doing this?
So murals, I've done a lot of work with schools, working with the children and their ideas and... Mm. Based on concepts from the school and ideas from the children, have created murals with schools, and it's sort of, as time's gone on, I've always painted my own things, and I love portrait work. Portrait's kind of my background, and finally I have the opportunity, or been given opportunities over the last year, to go and paint things in my own style. And particularly, like, Mural Fest is amazing because we get to interpret the theme on our own terms and paint something that's entirely our own idea, which is amazing.
Mm. So you've been painting for a while then, by the sound of it?
Yeah, yeah. So all my life, really. I mean, I grew up drawing always. My mum was a secretary and she used to bring home huge wads of paper that had been printed on one side, and I'd sort of go through them on my own, just drawing until, yeah, I got to the end. Mum, I need more paper. And and then, you know, sort of always drew in my spare time, and yep, and did art all the way through school.
Yep.
And then became an engineer, as you do.
Yeah.
And
so that's what you do professionally, you're an engineer?
I originally trained as an engineer and ended up in post-production, which is how I moved across, on the basis of that, moved across to a job in New Zealand.
Yep.
And still painting in my spare time, or began painting rather than drawing. And over the years, just this inkling came back to me of wanting to do art as my profession. Mm. And became then, I retrained as a teacher, and now I tutor art and paint my own things.
So you are a professional artist?
Yes.
Now?
Yes.
Mm. And do you work for yourself, or do you work for another firm or a company? Or?
Various, like, you know, sort of, as an artist, you kind of, you take the work where the work comes. So sometimes I do, you know, sort of my own commissions for people. Mm. And other times I'm employed by someone to go into a school or to teach for companies when they want me to, want somebody to teach art.
Yep. Is that through an agency?
No, just usually, generally, it's organisations that have a need for an artist.
Oh, okay.
Will contact you.
Yep.
And yeah.
Well, how did you find out about Rochi?
So, Mr. Steve Monk, who's down on stand number 7, he told me about the Mural Fest in Rochester, and so I looked it up and thought, right, and sent my photo of the painting I'd done and an explanation of how it links to the theme, and I was lucky enough to be selected as one of the 8 artists down here.
Very good, yeah. Because it amazes me how you get all these different people here to paint, how they get in touch with them and how they find out about Rochi, because, you know, Rochi's just a little town in northern Victoria, but the actual Painters Festival must be getting the word out there.
That's
the
right.
And the more
of us that know about it, the more people that we can tell about it, because it's, you know,
by word and mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Well, it has. It's got a great website. Yeah. If you want to look up on the website, it's www.rochestermuralfest.com.au, all lowercase. Yeah.
And it'd be lovely to have people, if they're listening to this and you're nearby, come on by and come and talk to us and have a look around.
Yep.
It's a beautiful day here and perfect day to walk around and look at murals.
It is, isn't it? Beautiful day. Yep. So, and you're going to have to be competitive in painting, because you're going to have to, be announced the winner or not the winner or whatever tomorrow?
I think, you know, sort of as artists, you know, we're all... It's been a lovely sociable week, and actually, you've already won if you're here. You know, like, you know, the
good answer. Love it.
Oh, look, the opportunity to come and paint for a week and meet the wonderful people, local people, and people who aren't so local coming by. And so, you know, everything else is icing on the cake.
Mm. When do they announce the winner?
So tomorrow at 11 a.m. we're all going to, I think, meet down here, and the winner. And highly commended, and People's Choice will... People's Choice are people wandering down, that there's a tree voting box where they can place their choices.
Yeah, just looking at it here in front of us, yeah, there's a little white box there, and you put your notice in there.
Yes.
Yeah. Very good. Look, thanks for having a chat to us. I really appreciate it.
Now, thank you.
You like a certain artist, don't you? Singing artist?
Oh, I do, and a certain song which really relates to my painting. The words came to me as I looked at the painting when I was thinking about what I was going to say about it the other day.
Yeah.
And it's Nina Simone, Feeling Good.
Feeling Good. Is this the one?
This is.
Good on you. Thanks very much for having a chat to us,
Thank
Helen.
You. Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. Good on you. See you later.
The podcast you have just heard was of an interview originally broadcast on Radio EMFM 104.7, Echukamoama Community Radio. We hope you enjoyed listening to it. Remember that you can listen to Radio EMFM anywhere in the world, either via our website, www.radioemfm.org.au, or via the Community Plus Radio app, which is free to download to your Apple or Android device from your Game or Play Store.